Be ready, be listening, and do not be afraid. This is Radio Elusia.
Supposed to tell her. Things are complicated. I did what you asked, and my feelings for Leah, I didn't do this on purpose. And what about the collective? I need some way to get to you without blowing my cover. What? What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Be ready, be listening, and do not be afraid. This is Radio Elusia.
If you didn't have my leather jacket to pad you out. You were the one who wanted to learn about free running.
Well, I don't think there'd be so much falling involved. Isn't the whole point not to fall?
You only learn how to not fall by falling. You've got to try again and again, and then eventually, if you're lucky, it works.
Like an experiment.
I guess. Come on. Up. Let's go again.
My arms are sore. We must have been going for hours now.
And yet, you still haven't gotten any better. Weird, that.
Shut up. I can't make it work like you do. Everything is such an effort. It doesn't feel... I don't know.
You're trying to force it?
What else am I meant to do?
You're coming at this all wrong. It's not a sport, Leah. It's not a race. It's an art. It's a dance.
And people say I'm pretentious.
It's true. If you try and run like it's a race, you'll just exhaust yourself. It's about connection, balance.
What? Go with the flow?
Sure.
Never been good at inner peace.
It's just about working with the architecture, not against it. It doesn't have to be a fight. It's a collaboration. It's not about letting go of who you are. It's about letting go of all the garbage which weighs you down. So it's just you and the concrete. Once you're there, once all the pain and past and sweat and shit washes off you, and it's just you left, it feels like flying.
I wish I could see it the way you do.
Welcome to the place where the city meets the sky. It's beautiful, so long as you don't get yourself killed. Hey, you're just starting out. You've got time. You don't need to be perfect overnight.
One last run?
Nah, won't do any good.
You just said that I need practice.
Yeah, but you need understanding first. Hang on. There's got to be something good playing somewhere. That's more like it.
Are you trying to serenade me?
My singing voice makes me dysphoric as fuck. Otherwise, I'd try.
I like your voice.
Thanks. I've got nothing on lenses, and she never lets me forget it, but thanks. Remember, it's not a race, it's a dance. It's about moving your body in a way which feels right, natural. A way which makes you happy.
I don't dance.
You danced at the rave.
Waving my arms about. That's barely dancing, and this is different. What are you expecting me to do? 1, 2, 3, like I'm at a courthouse ball.
Well, just do what comes naturally. I'll lead.
This is stupid.
Yeah, it is. Dance with me.
Why? We don't have time to dance. We have a revolution to
lead. If there isn't time to dance, it isn't a revolution. We've earned a dance. One dance.
One.
Fine by me. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
You're so weird.
So are you.
I guess most people would think that we were both...
deviants? Yeah. That's why I brought you up here.
What do you mean?
Girls like us aren't allowed to be happy. We're not allowed to just enjoy dancing. And this? Us dancing on a rooftop, moon shining down on us? Us being happy? That's as much of a protest as anything. Girls like us. We deserve to taste hope once in a while.
Huh. The taste of hope.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm...
The taste of hope and lipstick.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Do people ever tell you you have beautiful eyes?
Most people only ever hear my voice, Epoch. They don't even know what I look like. Nobody compliments my eyes.
You have the most gorgeous eyes.
Kiss me.
Okay. You make me feel safe. I didn't even remember what that felt like.
Like nothing can touch us. Like we're flying. You have no idea how long I've wanted to kiss you.
Probably about as long as I've wanted to. Oh, shit. I need to go.
The rave?
It's a meeting, really, but we need the rave for cover. They're planning something. The Archon. All the watchers have been gathering, and they've moved their comms traffic to higher security lines. Last time it was like this was just before the siege. I think there's gonna be a crackdown. They might be going after the market, or after us. Probably us, knowing my luck.
The market?
The black market. You wanna get something illegal, like unsanctioned estrogen injections? There's only one place to go. I don't feel great about doing jobs for them, but we need a place in Eleusia where you can get unsanctioned shit. Otherwise, half the tech the Collective uses would be impossible to build. I really should go.
Epoch, I don't want to go back down there. The noise and the people,
Hey, that's fine. I've got a little room off the main floor. There's a duvet, some blankets and stuff. You can go chill there while we have the meeting. And then I can come and hang out.
Hang out?
Yeah, if you want. I mean, If you wanted, you could stay over. Stay the night, you know? With me?
I'd like that. What's that light?
What light?
Over there, a few sectors over.
Oh, shit. I heard there'd been a fire, but...
It's a fire?
Yeah. At Karaoke Alusia.
Fuck. Half the sector's gone up. Do you know what happened?
Some guy found out his wife was cheating on him with the guy who owned, I guess, Karaoke Alusia. And so he killed the guy, and then he firebombed the bar.
They should never have released the archive.
You used to think it could be a good thing.
I was stupid. This hasn't made anything better. Look at that glow. Karaoke Lucia burning. People being hurt, probably killed. I wish Raphael was here. You haven't...
I'm sorry. I wish I had.
I got two notifications today.
What were they?
One was Joni. She left a voicemail. Said she needed to talk to me. About you.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
I don't care what Joni has to say about me. She went to work for the government. Betrayed Raphael. Might as well be a watcher as far as I'm concerned.
Suze trusts her.
Then maybe you shouldn't trust Suze.
The other notification. It was an automated message from the archive. Telling me that a recording of me had been listened to. By Suze.
Fuck.
It was the audio from the day I bailed on her to... come hang out with you.
Oh. Oh, and now she knows that...
Yeah. And I said some things, some kind of shitty things. But I think they were true, or... maybe a meaner version of the truth. I don't know, I just... I can't believe she'd use a booth to snoop on me like that. I don't want her to rely on me. I'm not reliable. I'm not even a good friend. She deserves someone. She deserves someone less broken, I guess. I don't think I'm a good person.
Yeah, probably. But hey, I'm a pretty shitty person too. So at least if we're going to hell, we'll be going there together. She was asleep. Meeting took longer than I thought. The girl's exhausted. Just passed out. I don't want to wake her up. I can't keep this up, Raphael. I can't keep lying to her. Not after tonight. Recording everything. It's just not right. Not without her knowing. Turning my transmitter off, at least for tonight. Something should still be private, even in this city.
Epoch?
Hey. Did I wake you?
Yeah, I guess. Are you... Sorry, this sounds silly. Are you coming to bed?
Yeah. Give me a second.
Come on, stop messing with them!
I'm coming.
If we head out over the ruins, we might have a chance.
We must go.
What about the others?
They'll scatter. We can regroup later. Picked up.
Look down there. There must be what? 6 divisions? More watches than I've ever seen.
Shit, they saw us. Run!
The chain link fence. Fuck!
It's okay. Just remember what I said. Come on. Come on!
Fuck. Shit. Fuck. Not now. Not the shit now. Fuck.
Breathe, bitch. Slower. You're okay. Just close your eyes.
Okay. Okay.
It's a dance, not a race. This will pass. You good?
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I was up early enough to see the sunrise. Okay, running. Let's go.
You've been listening to Radio Elusia, a Boundless podcast production. Unlike Our Own was written by Jane Morris. The episode was directed by Robert Awasusi. Original music and sound design by Father. The series associate director is Robert Awasusi. In this episode, you were listening to Amanita Francis as Lensley's, Mary Malone as Epoch, Valerie Van Sovica as Leah, and Pip Williams as the voice of Elusia. The episode was mixed and mastered by Father and commissioned and produced by Boundless Theatre. Producer Ina Van Riet, sound supervisor Kieran Wolfson, sound assistant Doug Templeton. If you're a fan of the show, check out at Radio Elusia on social. Follow Boundless Theatre at Boundless Abound and learn more about the company by visiting boundlesstheatre.org.uk. You can support the show on Patreon by following the link in the show notes. Radio Elusia is part of Welcome to Elusia, an extended universe project co-funded by the Creative Europe programme of the European Union.